You know, many say that God is not a personal God. That our Lord Christ Jesus does not interact with us directly. But how could such a teaching be true? We learn through Scripture that we're created in the image of God, and that we're required to work on our salvation so we're transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. And that God wants to teach us His word and ways. See, we'll learn today that God indeed wants to know us on a personal level and come into a relationship with us so we can learn His ways. See, God calls us out of darkness so we can draw closer to Him through the light of His Son, Christ Jesus. See, the Lord made a way for us to escape the grasp of sin so we can come into His wonderful light. And you and I must receive the call to come to a personal relationship with God the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus. We must have a personal walk with God. So we don't know when the Lord will return again or call upon us. So we better be ready. See, God could call on us as a young age like He did with Samuel. Or the Lord could call us to walk with Him like Abraham when he was 99 years old. See, the Lord requests for Abraham to walk before Him blameless and upright. And receiving what the Lord required of him, Abram became known as Abraham, as the Lord established a covenant with him. See, the Lord make a promise to make him very fruitful and prosperous. And this is what we can expect if we are called to walk with God. See, the Lord calls us to love Him with all our heart, soul, and strength. We've been called to follow the commandments of God to impress them upon our children. We're called to talk about the commandments and the ways of God in our houses when we walk along the road, when we lie down, and when we get up. We're called to walk with the word of God as symbols on our hearts and bind them on our feet and write the words of God on our door frames and on the gates of our houses and on fences around our houses. We're called to walk upright before God so we develop a personal relationship. See, God is asking for us to learn to fear Him, to walk in His ways, to hold fast to Him. We've been called to serve God, to walk with the Lord. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 to 13. See, we're called into a personal walk with the Lord. We must take care in how we walk. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 to 13 says, "And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commandments and decrees that I'm giving you today for your own good." See, if we can get ourselves to walk and hold fast to God's word and ways, then the Lord will disposition those who are larger and stronger than those. Every place we put our feet, the Lord will bless. No one will be able to stand against us. If we carefully walk before the Lord, God will set up heights above all nations and put us above all things. Blessings will come upon us and accompany us. If we'll be the Lord, we'll be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. We'll be blessed when we come in and blessed when we go out. See, we will be established as God's holy people, and all will see that we're called by the name of Jesus. We're called and commanded to love the Lord, to walk in His ways, to keep His decrees so we can live and have increase. But if our heart turns away, if we're not obedient, then we will certainly be destroyed. See, the Lord will allow us to live a long life and prosperous life. See, many times we start walking with the Lord, we don't realize that it's the Spirit of the Lord who's teaching us how to walk. We don't understand that God has taken us by the hand and is leading and teaching us and healing us. The Lord is leading us with cords of kindness, with ties of love. It was the Lord who lifted the yoke from our neck. It was the Lord who bent down and fed us. God is personal with us. See, if we're wise, we'll realize who's helping us. See, if we have any discernment, we'll come to understand that the ways of the Lord is right for us. But the righteous will walk by them, but the rebellious will stumble. See, many are looking for God's mountain. They're looking for a true house of God. Because they've been called to walk with the Lord, to stand in His presence so He can teach them His ways. See, the Lord calls us to walk with Him so we can be instructed in what to do. Much like Moses, who the Lord instructed to walk ahead of Him. See, the Lord told Moses that He would stand before him and instructed Moses to strike the rock and water would come out for the people to drink. The Lord would demonstrate that He is with us and stand by us. So when the Lord is standing with us, we have to be careful not to turn aside to the right or left. We must walk before the Lord as we're being commanded, and so that we may live prosperous and prolonged days on this earth. It's a personal walk with the Lord. And we have surrendered our lives to God. So we must be diligent and willing to walk in His way so we are His treasured possessions. See, the Lord will set us up in praise and fame and honor above all the other nations and people of this earth. See, having a personal walk with the Lord is a great privilege. We must recognize when the Lord is walking with us and speaking to us, that it is His voice that we hear. It should cause us to walk humbly before the Lord the rest of our days, because our very souls are in His presence. See, in the past we walked contrary to God's will. But in His great mercy and love, He restored us through His Son, Christ Jesus. See, He gave us health and let us live. All the suffering and anguish we experienced was for our benefit, so we could learn to walk upright before God. It was God's love that kept us from the pit of destruction. It was God's love that put all our sins behind us, never to be remembered, never to be mentioned again. See, we have to remember that we have a chance to have a personal walk with God. And we can't be foolish, nor can we ignore God's calling. We have to come to fear the Lord, to obey His word, and live our lives before Him in peace. In the times past, we walked in darkness without light, but we received the calling. Therefore, let us trust in the name of Jesus, and let us rely on our personal walk with Him. See, walking before Christ Jesus gives us understanding into God's ways. Therefore, we see the righteous perish and devoted people are taken away. But we know it's part of God's will. So we understand that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil and not having to live in such a sinful place. See, those who walk upright will enter into peace and find rest for their souls when their bodies are laid to rest. See, walking upright before God will have us understanding at the crossroad of life, seeking the good way so we can walk in it, so we can find rest for our souls. And many will reject walking with the Lord. They will not desire to come close and to be personal relationship with the Lord. But we will not reject our walk with God. So we're seeking a personal relationship with Christ Jesus. We come and we bow down. We exalt the Lord. Because He showed us what is good. As we brought our offerings to God, we surrender ourselves, seeking forgiveness of sin for the salvation of our soul. We faithfully dedicate our children to the Lord. We learn. Walking with the Lord requires for us to act just, to love mercy, to walk humbly before Him. We learn that walking with the Lord requires we walk in God's ways and keep His requirements, so we will govern God's house and be in charge of His courts, be given a place among those standing before God. We must be careful and how we walk before God. For the Lord is light, and there is no darkness in Him. Therefore, we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet we walk in darkness, and we lie, and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as the Lord is light, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Christ Jesus, the Son of God, purifies us from all sin. You know, as they say, the proof is in the pudding. So is our proof. It is in the way we walk before God. It is in the way we walk right and upright before God. And do we follow and obey His word? Is God's love truly made complete in us? We know we are in the Lord because we walk on this earth as Christ Jesus did, overcoming all that is evil. Are you in a personal relationship? Are you in a personal walk with the Lord today? Go with me to 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 to 6. See, can we see ourselves? Can we tell how close or how far we are from walking with Christ Jesus? 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 to 6 says, "We know that we'll come to know him if we obey his commandments. The man who says, 'I know him,' but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. And this is how we know we're in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did." See, we give God the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus great joy to find us walking in his truth. And when God sees us walking in his commandments, he will produce great love in us. We'll walk in the same commandments taught to those before us. That teaches us how to walk in the love of God. Is your walk with the Lord real? Is it personal? See, you and I got to testify today. Is our walk with God real? Does his word touch his heart? Does his spirit turn us away from sin? Is it personal with us? So we're called into a personal walk with the Lord. Christ Jesus teaches us. It is our example of how to walk before God the Father. So let us walk in the footsteps of Christ Jesus so God can demonstrate his great love for us. He will look upon us with favor and make us fruitful and increase in our number, and our walk will be right before him. Thank you, Jesus. See, the Lord will do great things before us. We'll experience his everlasting blessings as he pours out more and more blessings upon us. The Lord will walk among us and be our God. It is the Lord who brought us out and broke the yoke off our neck and enabled us to walk in his with heads held high, knowing that God is before as we praise and give him all the glory. It was the Lord who gave us strength, who increases power when we were weak because we put our hope in him. We will soar with wings like eagles. We'll run and not grow weary. We'll walk and not be faint. We have a personal relationship, a personal walk with God. What can destroy that? Who can harm us? Lord, help us today. Please, go with me to Exodus chapter 33, verses 19 to 23. See, the Lord wants a personal walk with you and I. He desires for us to stand in his presence, for us to be before him, night and day. Exodus chapter 33, verses 19 to 23 says, "And the Lord said, 'I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.' But he said, 'You cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live.' Then the Lord says, 'There is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I pass by. Then I remove my hand and you will see my back. My face will not be seen.'" See, God the Father, this is an amazing thing by sending his son Christ Jesus to us. He came as the light for the world. The Lord walked before us so we can develop our heart and a mind to follow. See, if we follow the Lord, we'll never walk in darkness because we have the light of life in us. We have a personal walk with the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. See, we trust in the Lord. His testimony is true and valid to us. We know he was from the beginning. He knows where he came from and where he's going. And without Christ Jesus, we have no idea where we're going. We have no idea what we're doing without our walk with Christ. See, if our walk is pleasing to God, we have no idea unless Christ Jesus is walking with us. Because Christ Jesus is the truth and the light. He walked with those who trust in him. Developing a personal walk with the Lord would make us examine our lives. Walking in God's blessing and favor means every day matters. Where we go, where we hang out, the people we associate with, and what we set our mind on. There's no mixing of our ideas with God's word. No mixing of worldly ideas with God. See, the Lord as our guide, nothing else matters. but our personal walk with Christ Jesus. No darkness can be found in our walk. Everything of God must remain pure, holy, including what you and I do with our lives. We've been called into a personal walk with the Lord, to walk upright, taking care about our personal relationship with believers. And so it does matter how we walk. It does matter how you and I develop our personal relationship with Christ Jesus. We've been called into fellowship with God, to walk in God's ways, so we are a temple for the Lord. The Lord will walk among us and be our God, and we will be his people. It's a personal walk with God. You and I got to get this today. It's a personal walk. It's not meant to be messed up and modified and changed. It's a personal walk with God that you and I have to accept today. Glory to God. God is not far away. He wants to have a personal relationship with you and I every day of our lives. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus reconciled us to God the Father, and we have a personal walk with him so we can walk with God. Thank you, Jesus. God's word is not about following rules and regulations. It's about how God teaches us how to walk according to his standard and his truth. It's about developing a personal relationship, a personal walk with Christ Jesus, so you and I could stand. See, he wants to talk to us about our thoughts. You got to have a personal relationship with Christ Jesus so you can enter into his presence, so you can hear his voice and understand what he's saying. See, because he wants to have a personal talk with you about our plans. So you got to let Christ all the way in. When you're going to have a personal relationship with him, you let him know all things. He knows them already, but you're open. You're truthful about him. See, he wants to talk with us about our hopes and our dreams. See, he wants to talk with us about our suffering and our sickness. See, Christ wants to talk to us about our family, about how we come into his presence, how we walk before him day and night. See, he wants to have a personal relationship with you and I. You and I got to hear his voice. We got to pay attention to his calling. When he taps you on the shoulder, when he whispers in your ear, when Christ wants to talk to you about how we're walking before him, see, you got to be attentive to his voice. Prayerful about hearing what God is teaching us through his son, Christ Jesus, as we personally walk with him. But how we come before him in prayer. How we can lean on him and seek understanding and get an understanding of what's going on in our lives. See, he's personally interested in your life. And he's personally interested in my life. See, God is personally interested in each one of us. He doesn't go after a group like he did in the Old Testament. You see, in the New Testament, it's personal. It's one-on-one contact with the Lord. See, he wants to save us one by one. So he wants to have a personal relationship with you and I. To talk to us about how he can heal us. To talk to us about how we can receive salvation. It's a personal relationship. Nobody else is going to be there with you. Nobody else can walk in your place. We're all in one body, but there's a personal relationship going on in this body. You and I must pay attention. How is my personal relationship with God being? I don't need to fake it with anybody. I don't need to try to prove it to somebody. I know how my walk is with God because God talks to me every day about my walk, about the things I do that pleases him, about the things I do that don't please him. See, it's a personal walk with Christ Jesus. His ears are attentive to our prayers. He listens to our voice. He listens to our cries. See, it's a personal relationship. Only God can do this. So he allows you and I to have personal contact with him through his son, Christ Jesus. So let us develop our personal relationship with the Lord. Let it be on one accord. Let it be found on God's word. Let it be founded in God's truth and nothing else. So you and I can stand together knowing that we know God the same. It's the same God. It's the same God that was yesterday. It's the same God today. And it's going to be the same God tomorrow. So let us understand this is a personal way walk that we learn of God. We learn his ways. He's not trying to learn ours. So let us be faithful in our personal walk with God. He will bless us and show us favor, and we will grow in Christ Jesus. May God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.